Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Bamidbar, Tov Shin Peivav. We're going to learn the Meshech Chochma, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. We're talking about the Degolim in Perek Beis, who camps where. And Pasuk Yud Zayin says, V'nosa, Oyomoyed Machane Alevim is Hamachanois, and the Oyomoyed Machane Alevim will travel Beseich Hamachanois, Kasher Yachanu Ken Yiso. The way they camp is the way they will travel Ish Al Yodoy Lidigleim. Says Rashi, after the first two Degolim is when the Oyomoyed goes, Kasher Yachanu Ken Yiso, Kemoisha Pirashli, like I explained, Halichosom Kichaniosom. They go the way they camped. Called Degel Mehalech L'Ruach HaKavualoi, each Degel goes and travels in the direction that he had camped in. And that was really the Rashi right before this in Pasuk Tes. Rishoyno Yisau was Machane Yehuda, Ukeshehochin, Hochin Kederech HaNiyosam, Halevim V'Hagolis B'Emtza, Deg Yehuda B'Mizrach, Ruvay Midorim, Ephraim B'Marav, and Don B'Tzofayin. So they travel the way they camped. Ha'inyan, says Rav Meir Zimcha, Adover Nifla Ad Ma'oid. Dikavod lo shayach rak sheheim kisheheim b'mokim melech ha'kavod. Where is honor? Where does one give kavod? In the place where the melech ha'kavod is. When you have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Arayin, the Oyomoyed, when you have it in its place, there's the Melech HaKavod, the epitome of what Kavod is. So then, there is a concept of being Mechabe things around it. Again, a rule. Kavod lo shayach rak kesheheim b'mokei Melech HaKavod. Oz haya Yehuda b'char l'degolim. So there's a hierarchy here. There is a Kavod here. When Klal Yisrael is camped, and the Oyomoyed is Beseich HaMachanois. So now, when you have that Kavod, so now what goes around it and surrounds it, also, there's a hierarchy of Kavod. And therefore, Yehuda is Bechar L'Degolim. Ruvain is Sheini Lai. So there is this concept of levels of Kavod, where, when you have the Melech HaKavod, as the peak of all the kavod, so then it passes that there's levels of kavod around. V'chein michukei hanimus, says Rav Meir Simcha. This also makes sense in protocol, in manners. That what? K'sheyesh nichbad. When there is someone here who is a Bakovetic a person, an honorable person, a chosh of a person, Osrichim Leishev Bimishter Veseder. When you have an honorable person, you have a chosh of a person, so then anyone who's there and around him should sit Bimishter Veseder. There should be an order to it. There should be a law to it. Mishtar. There should be a concept of Derecheretz, of Kavod, of order, when there's a Bakovadika person there. And he says a Maradika thing. Lochain, Beperakanizokin, Ifligu Chazal, Bishmiras Haseder, Bekriel Sefer Torah, Hachoshuv Koidim. Chazal, Ifligu. It's interesting, Loshen. They went above and beyond when it comes to the Shmiras Haseder of Kriel Sefer Torah, what we call giving the Aliyahs to. The Aliyahs by a Sefer Torah, by Kriyas HaTorah, that Achoshuv Kaidim. Over there, the Mishnah in Masechta Gittin, Nun Tes Amid Aleph, Elu Dvarim Amru Mipnei Darkei Shalom, Kayin is Kairi Rishain, Vachrav Levi, Vachrav Yisrael. The Mishnah says Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do we know this? And the Mepharshim say, well, one second, it's Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Okay. It might be Tedarke Shalom that there's a certain order, that this has to be an order, But why was the order Kayin Levi Yisrael? You could have made a Yisrael Levi Kayin. And still, Chazal would say, this is what you do so that no one fights. I should be first, I should be second. There's an order to it. There's a Seder. So, Benoan Emili, how do we know that the Seder is Kayin Levi Yisrael? Amar Rav Masna, Dom Akra, Vayich Temoshah, Sadar Azayis, Vayinala Kayin and B'nai Levi. Otu Anolo Yadana, the Kayin and B'nai Levi. And the Gemara says, why does it say Kayin and B'nai Levi? Don't I know that? Elo, to tell you, Kayin Bereisha Bahadur Levi. And the Gemara says, other Amirayim will learn out from similar psukim the same idea that it says Kayin Levi to tell me this order. So Zokter Meir Simcha, that when Chazal were coming to Kriyas HaTorah, they were telling us that there's Inyan of Darkei Shalom here. It's a meridika thing. What he's saying, the Oimek of Rameir Simcha is saying, Darkei Shalom doesn't just mean that we should not fight. And therefore, I'm going to be first, you're going to be second. So there shouldn't be fights between the Kai and the Levi Yisrael. The Chazal are telling us, the Gemara is telling us, Mibnei Darkei Shalom means that the Kayin is first, and the Levi, and then the Yisrael. There's a hierarchy here. HaChoshuv Choshuv Kaidem. Why? Because this is B'makai Melech HaKavayid. There's a Sefer Torah here. This is the Rebbeinu Shalom V'Tayrasai is here. When the Rebbeinu Shalom V'Tayrasai is here, there has to be Seder. There can't be machlaikis. There can't be fighting. There can't be things that are not misudar, not in order. There has to be a Seder, and that Seder is HaChoshev Choshev Kaidim, because that's the covet to the Sefer Torah. That's a covet to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just like when the Ohel Moed's in the middle, Yehuda goes first, and then Reuven, and so on, and so forth. There's a hierarchy. Because when you're in a makam hakavod, things have to be mechubadik. They have to be beseder. What was his lashon? Bemishdar, beseder, and it has to be in a derech hakavod. So it should be kavod for the Sefer Torah. So it's a oimek in what Rameir Simcha is telling us. His lashon is hifligu chazal bishmiras haseder. Shmiras haseder. The whole yisoid of Darkei Shalom is that there's a seder here, a seder. B'mokam ha-kavoyid, in a mechubedik way. V'remez lazem atzanu. And he says, I'll find the remez to this. Perek gimel sha'achlu, shloisha sha'achlu, memzayin amir aleph v'mesech tabrochas. Ein mechabdim ela b'pesach, sheyesh bo mezuzah. V'kol shekein bote knesiyos uvote midrashis. You're only mechabed, if you're what the Gemara says over there, someone comes to the door, few people, so you're mechabed a person who's chashev to go in first. What does the Gemara over there say in Daf Mem Zayin? Talk to Gemara. Ravin v'abaye have a kozli b'orcha. Kad mechamrei de Ravin l'dabaye. Ravin and Abaye were going on the road, and the chamor of Ravin went ahead of Abaye's. V'loy amr lei nezomar. And he didn't say to Abaye, you go first. You know, he got ahead of him. Omar mi desolik hai merabonim merabov mi marov agas leidaiti. So Abaye said that when this Rabbanon, Ravin used to go, Rashi says, from Bavotaritz Yisrael, he says, when this Rabbanon started going up Taritz Yisrael, so gas leidaiti, he became a Balgaiva, and he went ahead of me. When they got to the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, Omar Lei, so Ravin told Abaye, Nei Omar, you go in first. I want to be mechabed you. Omar Lei, Bad Hashtalav Marana. Abaye says, and when we were on the road and your chamor went in front of me, I wasn't Mar, only now when we come to the door. Omar Lei, Hachi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You only give covered in a doorway that has a mezuzah. Frak the Gemara, this be mezuzah in the last be mezuzah loy. Ela meyata be sakneh be samedrish that anachai be mezuzah hachinami de ein mechabdim. And the pasuk of the Gemara is saying, okay, and here was a be sakneses, so he was being mechabdim. Ela ema be pesach haroi le mezuzah, a pesach that's roi le mezuzah, says Rashi, that's all doorways. Limute drachim uprotzis is coming to exclude. You're going on the road. Now they're just random places which don't have a door, even if it doesn't have a mezuzah. Those places, you don't have to be mechabed. But any doorway, even if it doesn't have a mezuzah, so that's a place that you're mechabed. Dr. Meir Simcha, very interesting thing here. He says, his lashon is, Ein mechabdim ala pesach sheish ba mezuzah, v'kol shekein batei knesiyos ubatei midrashos. What do you mean, kol shekein? What's Rav Meir Simcha talking about? Where does it say kol shekein? It says somewhere in the Gemara kol shekein? Don't say anything about kol shekein. L'chayr Meir Simcha is learning also another tifkat in this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that he said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, only a pesach sheish ba mezuzah. So the Gemara is mitame. And a base HaKnesses and a base HaMedrash that doesn't have mezuzah ain't mechabdin. So the answer should be, okay, maybe, yeah. Maybe not. Maybe if there's no mezuzah, there's no chiyah mezuzah, there's no din kavod. Vayis t'chayis Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you're only mechabdin in a Pesach sheish ba mezuzah. How did the Gemara? Now, when I had read the Gemara to you, I said, b'stam in the Gemara's kash is because they were going into a shul, and he himself was being mechabed him, and he was saying Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. But Meir Simcha seems to be bothered by this. And Zakhtar Meir Simcha, it's pasha to the Gemara, Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, that you're mechabed. The kol shekein batei knesiyos ubatei midrashos. What's the kol shekein? We're going to see in a moment what the kol shekein is. But the fact that you're mechabed in a doorway, that all that's chashev about that doorway is that it has a mezuzah, kol shekein you're mechabed in a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. So the Gemara is asking, l'chaira, if the rule is only a mezuzah, what about a Beis HaKnesses? So the Gemara says, Pesach HaRoi LeMezuzah. But Rav Meir Simcha sees in that Gemara that there's a kol shekein, you're for sure mechabed in a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. Why is Dr. Meir Simcha, his lashon was, Remez Lazeh, what do you see? Levisha Kavod Ein Erak B'Mokah Mechubed. Because Kavod is in Mechubedika places. Vein Mechabed in Midrachim. And therefore, when it comes to the derech, that's not a mechubadika place. That's not a seder-dika place. You're on the road. Things on the road are not bakovadik. So therefore, there's no seder to it being on the road. So memela doesn't pass to be mechabit someone in a place that is not a mechubadika place. It's like you're being mechabit somebody in a haphazard chaos-dika place. Things are chaos. You go first. That's not covet. Covet is when there's seder, when things are going in a mechubadik way. So therefore, bedrachim not. But in a mokum mechubad, avada you are. So therefore, that's why it's kol shekein in batei knesiyos and batei midrashos. Because if you're mechabed in a doorway that has a mezuzah, that means to say this is a chash of a doorway. There's a mezuzah here. We're going into a place. What's a mezuzah on? A door to a house. A house is a kavadika place. There's seder there. It's not stam haphazard on the road. But kol shekein, says the Gemara, in a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, is a makom kavod gadol. Of course you're going to be mechabed in such a place. That's the kol shekein. Rav Meir Simcha sees a remez lezeh. So before we get to how he shtels it to here, we have to see another meridikas thing. Rav Meir Simcha in Or Sameach. In Or Sameach, Rav Dom shtels the su, meridikatu shtel, and I'll show you what I found, mamish nifl in the Welt. The Rambam in Brachas, Hilchas Brachas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. It's mamish random how the Rambam brings this. The Rambam's talking about Hilchas Suda. Heviu lehem mayim linatila. They're bringing mayim for mayim achroinim. Kol shemavarech birchas hamazon unaitil yadav tchila. Whoever is benching, he washes first. So he shouldn't have to sit with dirty hands while everybody else is washing. Everybody else, you're not mechabed in any specific order. Again, the guy benching, so we don't want him to sit with mezuma dika hands to hands. If I remember correctly, he's supposed to prepare also the benching, give him time. But you're not mechabed after that, because this is not a dover shel kavod. To wash your hands from the grease, it's not a dover shel kavod. Another place you're not mechabed is on the road. And not on bridges, because these are all travel places. Only in places that are roi lemezuzah. Zok the Rambam, two more words. Uvishas kenisa. You're only mechabed in a Pesach HaRoi LeMezuzah on the way in. So he's like the Rambam. Not on the way out. Only on the way in. Only on the way in. Zok Rav Meir Simcha in Or Sameach. Zokter Meir Simcha. He brings us a free Parshas Devarim, Vo'atenes Amroshim Roshim Aleichem, Roshechem, B'knisa V'yetzia. These are your leaders going in and going out. Nichnas Rishayin V'yotzei Achrayin. How you mechabit people? On the way in, they go first. On the way out, they go last. Shimuchubadim Aleichem. So here, the Sifri seems to say Mefurish, even on the way out. Pirish, Dr. Meir Simchan Ar Sameach, the Kavod Hu Shu Yoyser Misakei Vavayis. Staying in the house longer is a bigger Kavod. Imkei Mechabdim Shu Yoytzei Acharein. Therefore, the Kavod is that he leaves last. On the way in, it's a bigger Kavod to go in first. On the way out, it's a bigger Kavod to remain in the house as long as possible. Va'ayin tesefta Megillah Perek Dalet b'knisa v'yisiyah roshim aleichem. So zakt Remeir Simcha umidivir Rabbeinu nira de'nuagin kavod klal. The Rambam seems to paskin on the way out. There's no inyan of kavod, only b'shas knisa. V'taymoy dekol hakavod ubimakim shemechabdim shem shamayim. The whole yisoid of kavod is when you're mechabed shem shamayim. Uchemay shamru ein talmid rashi laman mipnei rabbi yoyse mishachris varbis. You're mechuyev to give kavod to your rabbi. You don't stand up more than twice a day, morning and night. So your rabbi's kavod shouldn't be moruba mikayit shamayim. You only say kriyashma in the morning and the night. So therefore, the yisoid of being mechabed b'makim sheyesh kavod, he's saying here, is b'makim shemechabdim shem shamayim. The kavod for a talmid chacham, the kavod for a rabbi, is a kavod for the Rabbeinu shel Olam. So it's only b'makim that there's kavod shamayim. And therefore the Rambam says, b'makim she'ein mezuzah, ein mechabdim ha'gadol. So b'makim that there's no mezuzah, you're not mechabed the gadol. Because you're not mechabed the gadol if you're not being mechabed the Rabbeinu shel Olam as well. Where's the mezuzah on the door going into the house? Person puts his right foot first into the house. So therefore the mezuzah is on the right side going in. Im kein inyan ha-mezuzah hu ala knisa lekabed shmo yismarach ala knisa lebeis dirasai. The whole yisoid of mezuzah is that when I go into my house, as I'm entering, I'm mechabed the Rabbeinu shel Olam by having a mezuzah on my door. So therefore, when I'm being mechabed at Talmud Chacham, I'm mechabed him in the same makom, I'm being mechabed the Rabbeinu shel Olam. Vim came be yitzia shen kviyas hamezuzah mamash nifla, says the Ar Sameach, says the Meir Simcha, on the way out there is no mezuzah. Ein kviyas hamezuzah meirau zeh avadah, the mezuzah is on the door and I pass it. And even though the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rama brings on the way out of your house, you look at the mezuzah too. But the direction of the mezuzah, the placement on the mezuzah, is not showing kavod to the Rabbeinu Sham on the way out. So therefore, Shein kviyas hamezuzah meirau zeh b'yad d'yamina, his right hand, who l'kaiso shein elav mezuzah, is on the way out. There's no mezuzah there. Like Chazal say, amayim lem chayma, miyaminam zeh mezuzah, mismaylam zu tvilin. Just like you're not mechabed in a Pesach she'ein boi mezuzah, my yisoid, he's saying different here than he's saying in Meshech Chachma, a little different. He's saying the yisoid is because you can't be mechabed a Talmid Chacham or your Rebbe more than you're mechabed the Rabbeinu Sham, just like by Kriya Shema standing up. So if you're mechabed the Rabbeinu Sham on the way in and not on the way out, it's not so nicker. So therefore, you're not mechabed on the way out, took the Rambam. So just like a Pesach she'ein loy mezuzah, you're also not mechabed somebody. Why? Because if there's no mezuzah there, there's no kvod shem shemayim there. So you're not mechabed your Rebbe, but makom kvod shem, that there's no kvod shemayim. So therefore, just like on such a door, so too on the way out, v'havein, that's pshat in the Rambam. Oh! Aye, the Gemara says Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. V'lochein beBeis HaKnesses uBeis HaMedrash. Shaknisa oimer kuloi kavod lishma yisbarach. a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, even if it doesn't have a mezuzah. A mezuzah is in a place where you're going into your physical house. You're going to a house, the house itself. Avada, you could turn a house into Kvod Shamayim, but it's not so nicker. The mezuzah is what makes it nicker. But in Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, it's true the doorway has no mezuzah. So you'll say, oh, I'm not being mechabed the Rabbeinu Shalaylan because no mezuzah. I shouldn't be mechabed my Rabbi. No! Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Shaknis Oimer Kula Kabilish Yisbarach. The whole entering of the whole building is Kvod Shamayim to go into the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. So avada chayavim b'kibud. Avada, when you come to that door, you mechayiv in kavoid, mechuyiv in kavoid. So Meir Simcha, very similar to what he's saying here in Meshech Chachma, that there's a kol shekain to batei knesias in batei midrashos. Why? Because the whole knesa is kuloi oimer kavoid. Kuloi oimer kavoid. Kuloi oimer kavoid. Meredik. So that's why the Rambam holds on the way out. Nah. So he continues, says, "V'loy rochek loymar." It's not shver to say, "Ki veBeis Hamikdash," by the Beis Hamikdash, "Shebitziyotzem mechabdim Shmo Yisbarach." And this might apply also. He doesn't say clearly to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. The Rambam says that you're not mechabed by a Pesach sheyesh loy mezuzah on the way out. What about a shul on the way out? What about the Beis Hamikdash? Amir Simchas spoke on the Beis Hamikdash on the way out. Le'rochak loymar, that on the way out of the Beis Hamikdash, they were also mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'im halchim derech knisosom, she'im achzirim pneim v'halchim. They walked out backwards. No, Ancholdik, I'm sorry. That's not what he means to say. She'im halchim derech knisosom, again. Right, I'm sorry, they went out backwards. Let's just look up this Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Beis HaBechira. You don't turn around, put your back to the heichel. It's not derech eretz. You go backwards. So comes out, like I said, so you'd be mechabed the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on the way out as well. The way you walk out is also a kavod. So if that's true, so Dr. Meir Simcha, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, there would be an inyan to be mechabed the Gadol on the way out as well. After the Shamnei Kavod, so what's the Kavod? As we said before, from the Sifri, on the way out, the Kavod is that the Gadol goes last, that he remains, before he said in the house. But here in the Beis HaMikdash, for sure it's the Kavod to remain there longer. So could be even the Rambam agrees in this case that you would be Noye Kavod and the Gadol be Yotze Achrein. Then he says, Amar Degazach, V'lechein Asi Shaper, Mashahevi, Achosid Moi Rash Mi Vilna, Mikro Bi Yechezkel, V'anasi B'soichem B'voim Yobo, V'tzoysim Yetzeyu, V'doik. Who's Moi Rash Mi Vilna? What is going on here? So when you look in the Gemara here, in the back of the Gemaras, there are the Hagoyis from Merash, Reb Shmuel Katz and Elenbogen from Vilna. And this Gemara, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, he brings this Gemara that says Ein mechabdim elo bepesach aroy lemezuzah. He brings our Rambam that says only b'shas Knesa, and the Kesef Mishnah over here says it's mefurish Ein mechabdim biyetzia. Says the Marasha Ketzal Balkin with Toy Seifrim Hu, because it's halacha in Masechta Derech Eretz that says mefurish that b'shas Knesa the Gadol goes in first and b'shas Yetzia the Katan is kaidem. So that's what he says. Then v'gam mefurish zot Marash Mivilna, as Reb Meir Simcha calls him. It's a mefurish of pasuk in Yechezkel. Now, when you look in the back, now in this these Gemaras over here, they have the Alkit Mefarshim, Ragoyis V'chidushim. In my Gemara upstairs, old print, I had to go find it. But there's a printing mistake, and they reprinted the printing mistake here in this new version. I don't look at every Gemara, but you look at it and you don't understand what he wants. What do you mean it's Mefurish in the Pasuk? Where's the Pasuk? A Pasuk in Yechezkel. A Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Pasuk says, we learned this, I think, the Haftarah of Parsha is HaChodesh. V'anasi b'soicham b'voyam yavoy. It says over here, Perek menvav Pasuk Yud Yechezkel v'anasi. And the Nasi, and the Pasuk says before, u'v'voyam oretz lifnei Hashem, when people come lifnei Hashem on Yom Tif. So they go in derech shar tzofin lishtachavois, and they go out derech shar negev. And if you came in derech shar negev, you go derech shar tzofina. You never in the Beis Hamikdash go out the same shower you came in. You go in one and you go out the other. You go out the other. Before it's talking about the Heichel, backing out of the Heichel, that's when you back out. But when you on Harabayis, you go in one way, you go straight out the other. The Nasi, he goes in and out the same door as he went in. He goes out the same door he went in on a normal day. But says the Pasuk, on Yontif, when the Nasi's coming with Kla Yisrael, B'soicham b'voyam yavoi, when they come, he will come. Uvitzeisam, and when they leave, yetzeu, they should leave. Now, in the Gemaras, two Gemaras that I have, both of them are missing the word, the letter vav. It reads, v'anasi b'soicham b'voyam yavoi, uvitzeisam yetze. What's yetze? It's yetzeu. It should say Yetzeu. It's a mistake, and that's how Rav Meir Simcha brings it here. Uvitzeisam Yetzeu. Zok de Marash Ketzon Alam Bogin Hakaman Mevur de Vichniso Hanasi Kaidem. Bivoy Am. When they come in, Yavoy. He comes first. Uvitzia Hakatan Kaidem. But Uvitzeisam. When they leave, Yetzeu. They leave first. And he, the katan, goes first, and the gadol's last. You need that yetzeu. I was mamish breaking my head upstairs, and what is the marash katan avog? It's even this pasuk in Yechezkel. Till I looked up the pasuk and I saw there was missing a vav. And here in this shas, it's also, even though it's reprinted, it's missing the vav. But Amir Simcha has the vav. So he says, because where's he bringing the pasuk of Shmuel Katzal Bogen? He's bringing by the Beis Hamikdash, and that says Rav Meir Simcha, the Beis Hamikdash, come even the Rambam will agree that on the way out you're mechabed. How are you mechabed that the Gadol goes out last, like it's mefurish in Yechezkel? Oh, pashta dekra. What's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk? Mishum deviyetzia yoytze kachar ha'am. The Pashup Shah, like I said before, and that the Mitzudas David earlier says, and the Malbim says here, the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is, like I said, the Nasi, when he comes by himself on a regular day, he goes in and out the same door. Kla Yisrael goes in and out a different door. And Yontif, when the Nasi is going with the rest of Kla Yisrael, the Pasuk saying, B'soicham Yavah, he comes with them, uvitzeisam yetzeu, and he goes out with them in the other doors. Dr. Meir Simcha, that is the Lashon Pashup Shah, to be yitzia yoytze ke'achad ha'am v'loy ke'darkoy kishu bo yochid sh'oylech derech shar sheba boy. L'chein kasuv l'oshin rabim derech nocha yitzeu, like it said before, in the pasuk before, ki nichicha yitzeu, they're going to go out in the opposite door, and over here also, v'tzeisam yitzeu. Mamish Meredik right here from the Or Sameach and the Meshech Chachma. Let's go back now. I know it's late, but it's so gishmak. So goes Dr. Meir Simcha, now that I came on the Yisoid, L'chein Amar Kan, Shaseder HaGedugolim, Hu Seder Chaniyosa Meitzel Oyal Moyed. The Seder of the Golim, the way they're camping by the Oyal Moyed. That makes sense. The Oyal Moyed's here, B'mokam HaKovid. You have Seder, there's Kovid. Haseder hazeh yebeis hamasoyiz gamkein. Says our pasuk, v'nasa oyal moed machane alevim b'soich hamachanais. Kasher yachinu ken yisoo. The seder has to be when they're traveling as well. Why? We just said, al haderech, when you're going on the road, there's no kavod. If there's no kavod, you're not mechavod. Shein adoy melishar drachim, shein kavod vein seder l'may l'kadima. Because when you're traveling now in the midbar, it's not the same as a regular derech where there's no kavod and oid seder and no mailan kadima. Why is it different? Mishum shayal mayin oiseya b'seich hamachanais. Because since the oyal mayin is traveling with you, u'melech ha-kavod shari b'seicham, and the melech ha-kavod is there with you even while you're traveling. Therefore, you still have to be in the Seder Chaniya. Because even though the Oyal Mayid is traveling, however, even though it's traveling, it's still called the Oyal Mayid. The Gemara Menachos Adihei brings our Pasuk, V'nasa Oyal Mayid. The Gemara says over there, Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. When they travel, does it become pasul or not? They took apart the Mishkan. They're carrying the Shulchan with the Lechem. Lechem is not allowed to be yoytze. It's not allowed to go out of the Oyal Mayid, out of the Heichal. So, Lechaira went out because they're traveling. Does it become pasul be yoytze, Zakti Gemara? Gemara being Zaraya. Zakti Gemara. The Mandamer says it's not pasul because it says, V'nosa oyo mayed, afal pisha nosa, even though it's traveling oyo mayedu, v'nei nifso lechem aponim b'yotze, haynu shekedushas oyo mayedu maloso le'nistalka minisiyosom. Now the Gemara over there goes back and forth in the Mandamrim. The other Mandamer says, all it's here is to tell you that this is the way you travel. V'nosa oyo mayed is tell you that it goes. It's no chiddush. Why it's not? Because it still has a din oyo mayed. So Mer Simcha is going to come and explain and say, okay, so how do you taka see in the Pasuk? That the, according to the Mandamar, that it's not Pasul. How do you see it? L'chayr, the Pasuk, Skipshute, telling me the order of traveling. The first two, the Golem, Oyal Mayid, the other two. Listen to Mer Simcha. V'kivnu l'droish zeh me'oimek ha'kavona lo'y min ha'loshein. It wasn't from the Loshein. It wasn't from V'nosa Oyal Mayid. The words, the Oyal Mayid should travel. You're right. That doesn't tell me anything. It just tells me who's traveling now. But Chazal looked at it and said, V'nos Oyal Mayid kasher yachanu kein yiso. They saw that the Pasuk's telling you, you have to camp around the Oyal Mayid, even while you're traveling. You still have to have the Seder. How could that be? The Teretziz must be, even though the Oyal Mayid's traveling, it still has Kedushasai. It still has Malosai. It's still Melech HaKavod Shari B'Soicham. And Memela, that's the Raya that it's not possible. Not from the words. His Lashon is, V'kivnu L'Jush Zemi Oimek HaKavona. From the whole Pasuk that's telling me that we have to camp around it while we're traveling, and it's not like a regular Derech. Shows me there's something different here. Because when the Oyal Mayid's traveling, it's still the Oyal Mayid, it's still the Melech HaKavod, loy min haloshen, because from the Loshen, you could be matcha like the other Mandamar, that tells us that it's just telling me what the order is, v'doik, taka, a meiradike shtickel here for a meir simcha. And I just want to point out one last thing that I saw, a shtickel from Rabbi Yisrael Shurin, who was Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky's son-in-law. And he's going on a Gemara in Chagiga. We'll go say it very quickly. The Gemara in Chagiga is talking about if the Shulchan could become Tamei or not. So the Gemara says, it's a Kli Eitzos Ulenachas. It's not made to move around. It's made to be stationary. Kalim are made to move. That's why they become Tamei. A stationary Kali is not Tamei. Should not be become a Tuma. Frektisis over there, Hikshara B'chanan, all the years Yisrael Klaiyos over in the Midbar, they carried the Shulchan with them. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's true. It was stationary, never moved. But they carried it as they traveled. So it's not Asu L'Nachas, it's not made to be stationary. So he says, Yeshloimar, at the end he says, the fact that they carried it on their travels is not called tiltul, because they didn't carry it by itself. Kim behadei shar. They carry with all the rest of the kalim of the Oyal Mayid. So he says, what's taka the pshat? So he uses this Meshech Chachma Zarayah to say, because when you're traveling with Klal Yisrael and the rest of the Kelim, you don't lose the status of Oyel Moed. It's still Oyel Moed. It's still in its place. It's not moving as a Keli that's moving. The Oyel Moed is still the Oyel Moed. It's still Shechina Shriya B'Soichai. Seder Chaniyasan. So Memela, that doesn't turn it into a movable Keli, the fact that they traveled with it. Because Kim Bahadei Sha'ar, they were traveling with the whole Oyel Moed. The Oyel Moed has a din of Oyel Moed wherever it goes. And Memela, it's not called a tiltal. And Memela, he wants to say, Geshmak Abshat, it says the Gemara in Saita that David HaMelech made a mistake and he put the Aron on a wagon. I L'chayr, it says, Livnei Kos Loinoson Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem, why did he put it on the wagon? What was David HaMelech's mistake? So he says, again, David HaMelech thought that when does the Aron need to be carried by Bnei Kohas? That's when the Aron is going with the rest of the Oyel Moed. And has a din of Oyel Moed. When it's traveling with everything else, there the Torah said that it has to be carried by Kos. But in this case, just the Aron was being moved. Stam it's being moved, you could put it on a Gola. You don't have a problem, you could put it on the Gola. And that was the mistake. Why was the mistake? Because the Aron is taka different than the Shulchan. The Shulchan, like Taisva said, is taka emes. That has a din, it's moving with the Oyel Moed, is a din of Oyel Moed. But there's a special din. He brings other Meshech Chachmas there that the Meshech Chachma says that there's in Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's only a mitzvah to carry the Aron. There's no mitzvah to carry the Mizbeach and the Shulchan and the Menorah, even though they carried it in the Midbar, because the mitzvah of carrying the Aron is a mitzvah takel l'dairis, even without the Oyel Moed. So it's an exception. That's where David HaMelech made his mistake. He thought carrying the Aron was like carrying the Menorah and the Shulchan, and that's only a din over there in the Oyel Moed that has all of those halachas that only Bnei Kos could carry it. Mashein Kain, when you stop carrying the Aron, so then you can put it on a wagon. And that, he made a mistake, that no, Pumfakert, the Aron has a unique mitzvah. Besides being part of the Oyel Moed, it always be Pnei Chvoide has to be carried by people. That was David HaMelech's mistake. But again, using this Meshech Chachma, that when they're traveling with the Oyel Moed, it's a Mokum Mechubad, Mokum HaKavod, it's Melech HaKavod Shara B'Soichem, and Melech, there has to be a Seder. Mamish Dvarim Mufloim here, from this Rameir Simcha. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Mesukim Mitvash, and Kol Tov.